life can get pretty complicated. In the Simply Practically Human podcast, Mark Lebusque talks to incredible humans to see the way forward more clearly through the complexity in the world and in our heads. Let's get ready to thrive.
G'day there, fellow humans. Mark Lebusque here for another episode of the Solo Self-Indulgent podcast, Simply Practically Human. I want you to think about this, what I call the uninvited guest. And I'm going to get into what that means from our own perspective and I guess the stories that we tell ourselves when the uninvited guest turns up without notice. But if you think about that from a, I guess, a practical situation, just think at times where you've got a knock on the door and you might have been getting on with things and having a reasonably good time and all of a sudden you open the door and there's that awkwardness of that person that's there who perhaps you didn't really want to catch up with, but they're in the area, they knock on your door, you open the door, and then all of a sudden you've got to, I guess, act in a certain way. You've got to, even though you're awkward and you might be a bit pissed off with the fact that they've turned up, maybe you haven't seen them for a while, maybe you've had a bit of a run-in with them, or they only ever seem to turn up when they want something. So there's a bit of trepidation going on there. You catch up with them and you get through the period of time. It could be half an hour. Geez, it could be 2 or 3 hours. And you're just sitting there thinking, fucking hell, I wish I could wrap this up and I could get them to move on. And then they move on and then you have that sort of, you shut the door and you have that amazing sort of moment of thank goodness that's over. What I want to talk about today in this short, sharp version is the uninvited guest that turns up in our heads and it turns up to tell stories about us that hold us back or hold you back or hold me back. We're going to delve a little bit today into what I call our stop stories, our bad news filing cabinet, talk a little bit about how many thoughts we have each day and what the nature of those thoughts are. And then I sort of want to wrap things today with just a few ideas for you to not welcome that uninvited guest in or find ways to welcome it in, but then turn it around so it becomes something that's more positive for you, that can be beneficial for you. So let me kick it off with, I guess, a little bit of research, and again, using the research when it suits my story that I'm telling. I'm sure I'm not alone at that, because I think we all do that. We love to roll the data out when it suits what we're talking about. So we have between 12.5 and 60,000 thoughts per day. About 90 to 95% of those thoughts are recurring. The others can be new ones. So even as I'm recording this podcast today, there's a whole lot of other things going on in my mind. It could be what I'm doing later today. It could be about what's coming up next week. Have I got my Kris Kringle sorted out with the family Kris Kringle that we do? How ready am I to get myself off to my old hometown, Mildura, later in the month to spend 3 days hanging out with a good mate of mine, Gregor Allen, who I grew up with, and we're going to get up the river and listen to a bit of Bob Dylan and maybe take the guitars and have a few beers. Am I getting even further ahead of myself and thinking about Alison and my trip to Tasmania for our experimental adventure, which is coming up in January? Am I thinking backwards? Am I thinking back to some other things that have gone on as well? There's a whole lot of stuff. You know, have I turned the iron off? Have I made sure that, I guess you get my drift. There's a whole lot of things that are going on. What's interesting about that though, fellow humans, is that 80% of those thoughts, again, according to the research, are negative. So even for the optimists who might be listening to this, who'll be saying, well, that's not me because I'm, you know, everything's rosy and everything's good. Well, that's not quite the case. You may be not quite at 80% negative. You might be more at 70 or 65. But how bloody hard is it for us to, I'm going to say, ward off that uninvited guest? And in this context, I'm talking about the uninvited guest of the negative stories that turn up. And not really, I'm going to talk here about others, but about ourselves, because that's where it starts, fellow humans, our negativity and the stories we hear about ourselves. So I'm going to jump into that today. And if you think about it in some sort of practical term here, some sort of physical term, I want to use what I talk to my clients about, that imagine inside your head, and sometimes I wonder what goes on inside my head, that you've got two filing cabinets. And I'm talking about those old style beige, grey, whatever colour they were, those old filing cabinets that we had. I think if you are unaware of what a filing cabinet is, think about it as the cloud today, that place where all things go. So the 8-drawer filing cabinet is full of bad news stories. And I want you to think of those filing cabinets for those who may still have them, and you might be looking at one now. They were so full of paper and reports and whatever else that you couldn't get them back open. It was almost like you jammed so much paper into them that when you went to open one drawer, that another drawer would come out with it. And if you were unlucky, that as you opened it up, because they were so full and you opened up the wrong one, that it would tumble over on top of you. So in that 8-drawer filing cabinet, or that bad news filing cabinet that I call it, you have been collecting stories since a very, very young age. So for me, I remember my first day at school. And my first story I can remember that went into my bad news filing cabinet was as I was walking to school that day with my sister to Bayswater South Primary School, just out of Melbourne. You think about a kid going to his first day of school, a little excited, perhaps a little bit scared as well, because I was a bit of a mummy's boy. I had a great experience where some kid on his bike fucking ran me over. So walking to school on day one, and I get run over from a kid coming up behind me on his push bike. So I start to think that, geez, I wonder if that's going to happen every day when I go to school. And that story sits as story number one in my bad news filing cabinet. And then over the next, what is it now, nearly 50 years, I've just continued to accumulate stories in my bad news filing cabinet about myself, perhaps about other things as well. There might be one little tab there that says, here's all the stories about Mark, and then here's stories about people that Mark knows, here's stories about Mark's work, here's stories about Mark's family, here's stories about Mark's community, here's stories about when Mark failed things, when he didn't get enough marks to get into some college course that he wanted to go to that I've spoken about before. There are just thousands and thousands and thousands of stories in the bad news filing cabinet. There's also a 2-drawer one there that I have called the good news filing cabinet. Now, a little 2-drawer is not going to do too much damage if you fill it with too much paper, but unfortunately, our good news filing cabinet is nowhere near as full as our bad news one. So there'll be some stories that we put in there, and maybe we hide them away because we don't like to talk about them, just in case someone might judge us for being cocky or arrogant or something like that. So we tend not to spend as much time in our good news filing cabinet as our bad news filing cabinet. And if I turn that now to the idea of the guest and the uninvited guest, what really happens there on a very regular basis is that the stories from our bad news filing cabinet turn up as an uninvited guest. So you might be going along pretty well. You can relate to this, I'm sure. Things are going well for you. You know, and all of a sudden, a story pops up. And I think about it for myself that, you know, when I start a new program with a new client, there's a little bit of nervousness there and there's a little bit of adrenaline. And that's a good thing, I think, to have me on edge and really be on my game to turn up and run the show or put the show on. But all of a sudden, what happens to me is that the uninvited guest turns up, that bad news story that basically says, this isn't going to work this time. This will be the time that this thing doesn't work and stiff shit, mate, you're going to be in trouble. And this will then start to spiral down into something that basically will destroy your business. Now, even after 7 or 8 years, when I start with new clients, that uninvited guest turns up, that stop story straight from my bad news filing cabinet shows up and presents itself to me. Not actually in a physical thing, but sitting up there in my mind. So what do we do about the uninvited guests? How do we deal with that? Well, the first thing is I think we just need to acknowledge that as a survival species, we are always looking for danger and we're looking for bad things. So I think we've just got to become more aware that this is going to happen, or you need to become more aware that it's going to happen to you. And I'm going to say practice a couple of things to perhaps push that uninvited guest a little bit back into the bad news filing cabinet by doing a couple of things. The first one I've spoken about before is practicing the two A's, which is awareness and adjustment. So when that story turns up for me about this will be the time that it goes to shit and it's not going to work and your new client's going to be disappointed with the outcomes, what I need to do is first of all just sit with that and be aware and go, okay, I'm aware the story's fronted up and I know that that story comes up quite a bit. What am I going to do about that? I'm going to just delve into my good news filing cabinet and go, well, the last 7 or 8 years would tell me that that's not the case. So the second part of that is an adjustment. So how do I then adjust that story? I look into my good news filing cabinet. I pull out a story or many stories of where work has gone well and I've got some regular customers that have been with me for 5, 6, and 7 years and they're still getting value out of what's happening. So invite that story in and tell your uninvited guest to politely leave. That's the first one. The second one is really accessing what I call your go stories. So the stories that talk about what you're great at, what's unique about you, or what you're known for. And really, again, adjusting in the moment across to your two-drawer filing cabinet and picking out some stories there that will tell you and give you the confidence that it's not all about the negative, it's not all about the bad stuff. And that if you are, I guess, courageous enough, vulnerable enough, brave enough to step into that good news filing cabinet, you're going to find some stories there that maybe you'll need to dust off a bit because you don't go there very often, because we do get a bit skeptical about how other people will feel about us talking ourselves up. But I really encourage you to spend a bit more time in that good news filing cabinet and sit with the discomfort that comes with it. So if I think about bad news filing cabinet and good news filing cabinet, for me, in the bad news filing cabinet, my biggest story, my loudest story is I'm just fucking lucky. I am just lucky. I'm lucky that I've been in certain places at certain times. I'm lucky that I met a certain human being along the way who decided to do some work for me, and I'm lucky that the work worked, and then I was lucky they referred me to somebody else, and then I'm lucky, and I'm continually lucky. And then the sledgehammer comes in there from the bad news filing cabinet when my uninvited guest reminds me of what happens to your luck after a while. And as we all know, that the story goes like this, that at some point in time, Mark, your luck's going to run out. So this is a big stop story for me, is that at some point in time, the luck I've had with creating my own business is going to run out. And when that happens, we can start to get into the uninvited guest sharing with me the catastrophes that will occur from there. So here's a few of those things. So once your luck runs out, Mark, you're not going to have any work, or your work's going to start to dry up, and your confidence is going to dry up with that. And then you're going to get desperate, and then you're going to start to chase work that you don't do well because you're desperate, because you're worried that you're not going to be able to provide for your family. You're not going to be able to pay the mortgage. You're not going to be able to pay the bills. You're going to lose your house. Note, human beings, how I'm fucking spiraling now down into some sort of depressive state, all because one piece of paper came out of my bad news filing cabinet. And it's one that is highlighted. It's got the highlighter pen and it's covered in highlights around you're lucky. The word lucky is highlighted again and again. And it sends me into a position where I change my behaviours. I get so caught up with that, I would change to start to behave in a way that really works against what I'm all about. So that's my stop story. Hard to share, but I want to encourage you, working with different people, working with yourself, first of all, delve into that story. And then, as I do in my workshops, it's really, really cathartic, people, to start to share that stop story so others can build a far greater understanding of what makes you tick and what holds you back. So there's a stop story. I see a lot of emotion when people are sharing that story. It's almost like building up into sort of the emotional part of the story, might see some tears, but then it's almost like a relief when people share that story. And then others who are listening go, well, shit, I've got that story too, plus a whole lot of others because I've got an 8-drawer filing cabinet just like you. The harder one is the go story. It's the story of your uniqueness, of your greatness, or what you're known for. And it does take time to step into your go story because there's always a worry that you'll be judged for being cocky and confident and a little arrogant and maybe even a bullshitter. But there'll be someone there who'll go, well, that's not true about you. So how do you become more comfortable or comfortably uncomfortable sharing your go story? Well, I guess it starts to come from your lived experience and what you're seeing. So for me, my go story, and I know this will set a few people off, and others might be like, yep, that's exactly right. I'm not going to say that I'm great because when I tell this story, I tell it very boldly. I say that I am fucking awesome at creating an environment or creating a space where humans feel safe enough to be human and to be vulnerable and to share stories that will help them to overcome some of this bullshittery that comes out of the bad news filing cabinet. So my awesomeness is about creating that space to allow humans to step into their discomfort and share stuff so that they become better for it. Now, you may be listening to this and say, well, that's fucking bullshit, mate, because I've never seen you do that. Or actually, I've seen you do things that are the opposite of that. But I just have to sit with the fact that some people will believe it and other people will think it's absolute bullshit. And here's the kicker for that one, fellow humans. The moment that I started to just accept that they were both right was the moment that I was very, very comfortable in sharing my go story. Because the more I hear my go story, the more that I'm going to step into doing that work. The more I'm going to know that what I bring to the world is valuable rather than am I actually saying something that's not true and what am I worried about that others might find out that that's not me and that they will show me up. So you've got your stop stories, you've got your go stories, and your go stories are sitting in your 2-drawer filing cabinet. And the other thing I want you to think about is how much time do you spend on adding stories to your good news filing cabinet? And there's a really, really simple way to do that. For those who work with me, not all of them, but some of them who are really, really caught up with a visit from their uninvited guest like every day or maybe multiple times per day, uninvited guests continuing to show up at the door with the stop stories, with those stories of bad news, the stories of woe that hold them back. What I do for them is I just send them a little email every week or every second week, usually on a Friday, you know, end of the week, and it simply says this: what are you proud of this week? What are you proud of that you've achieved this week? What are you proud of that you achieved as an individual? What are you proud of that you may have achieved in your team or with your family? Or even what are you proud of that somebody else that you know has been able to achieve because of the support that you gave them? So I really want to encourage you to be able to start to get in a situation where you are creating an environment where the invited guest can turn up, the good news story. But until you start to actually stop and reflect, so we've got to start to stop and reflect on the good things that are happening, the great things that are happening, you will end up with a good news filing cabinet that doesn't have as many stories in it as it should have. So once a week, my advice to you is this, is to stop for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and sit there and reflect. And even if you do that in a daily basis, just for a couple of minutes and collect those things as they're happening, those little wins that happen to you. Because really where we want to get to is to fill up that good news filing cabinet, even though it's only 2 drawers. What at the moment, I can imagine most of us have one that's not even 10% full. Because we spend so much time allowing the uninvited guest in, that cognitive immune system that keeps throwing out bad news stories at us, like that went wrong. Even if we are 99% successful on a project, for some reason, our 8-drawer filing cabinet, the bad news one wins and it throws out the beer. But what about this? You didn't quite do this piece. And if we haven't got enough stuff in our good news filing cabinet, it is very, very hard. Even though we've been successful to 99%, it's very hard to stop that uninvited guest, that 1% showing up. So the more stories you can create to go into your good news filing cabinet, the more opportunity you have to start to ward off that uninvited guest and stop putting yourself in a situation where you are really, I'm going to say, held captive by the bad news stories that are sitting up in your head that have happened over time. Some of them could be recent ones. Some of these things can be dragged up from 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Even for me, I have one from 30 years ago that sits there and it pops up every now and again, and it makes me start to question my value. It starts to question my ability to do good things, because when it's least expected, it comes back again. And therefore, it is the ultimate uninvited guest from 30-odd years ago. So have a think about this. What are your uninvited guests that front up? What is your stop story? What's the story that you hear about yourself that in the moment causes you to freeze? You know, it could be, as we hear it very commonly termed, the self-limiting belief. The sorts of things I hear a lot of are, I'm not educated enough. I'm not good enough. I'm too young. I'm not experienced enough. Or I'm too old. I'm over the hill and I haven't got anything good to add anymore. So there are just so many of these stories that pop up day to day. So I guess in rounding this short and sharp one out, have a think about, how do you stop opening the door to the uninvited guest? Practicing the two A's, awareness and adjustment, filling up your good news filing cabinet with stories through stopping and reflecting, whether it's daily, whether it's weekly, or whenever you're going to do that, to add those stories in. When some of the bad news filing cabinet stories come out, have yourself a little, I guess, imaginary shredder there and fucking put those things through the shredder. Because the more that you can get rid of those ones that are clogging up that 8-drawer filing cabinet, and the more you can access the good news filing cabinet, the more impactful and the more meaningful you can be to yourself and in the work that you're doing, rather than getting caught in this, I guess, this shitstorm of self-doubt, self-loathing, the imposter syndrome, and all of those things that hold us back. It doesn't mean that we're not going to face into those things, because they come. And I think there's actually, sitting in the discomfort of some of those stories is actually what helps us to learn and helps us to grow. It gives us an opportunity to experiment. It gives us an opportunity to explore. And the other thing I want to say to that is that there is value at times in sitting with our catastrophe of the stop story. So just be conscious also, fellow humans, because at times we can become, particularly when we hear these stories from others, their stop story. Like when I tell people I'm lucky, they love to say to me, it's not luck, you've just worked hard. And my response at times will be, let me sit in my catastrophe for a while and feel it so that I can be uncomfortable with it, but I can learn and I can grow and I can find my way out of it, rather than be rescued by some kind words that don't allow me to sit there and hold my nerve and deal with it over time. So there you go. Another little episode of the Short, Sharp, Self-Indulgent, Simply Practically Human podcast. I hope you've got something out of that. I'm sure that you can relate to the good and the bad news filing cabinets, more so the bad news one. Having a think right now, what is my latest bad news filing cabinet story that I've been hanging on to? What's one that seems to turn up when it's least expected and it continues to turn up, but I haven't got the ability to shut the door on it? So working out how you can do that. And as I always say, if you love this one, and it's been useful for you to stop in the moment and have a bit of a think, how about you rate it 5 stars, write us a nice little review. And if you liked it, share it widely with your friends. Let's get the message out there. This is about human stuff. And for any other human being that you know, they will have bad news filing cabinets. They will have good news filing cabinets. And they will be visited by uninvited guests. So until next time, fellow humans, keep it simple, keep it practical, and keep it human. Bye for now.